invite you to stand as you are able for the gospel. The Holy Gospel today comes from the book of St. John, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 32nd verse. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." But Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. My dearest siblings in Christ, grace and peace to you from God, our holy Creator and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus raises a man from the dead. That's a big deal. Folks, this is the first recorded zombie. Kidding. Levity. This is a big deal, though. Jesus raises a man from the dead. Jesus literally raises a man from the dead. This is a story that we have grown up with, a story that probably has lost its effect on us over the years, but you can't emphasize how big this is. Jesus raises a man from the dead. The story should have a huge impact on us for that very reason. It had a huge impact on John's audience when they heard these words. Jesus raises a man from the dead. But there is something so much bigger happening in this story. This is the centerpiece of John's gospel. It is the centerpiece for John of who Jesus is and what his ministry is about. And honestly, as we traverse the cycles of our own lives, this should be the centerpiece of who Jesus is for us. This is Jesus revealed to us by John as the Lord of death and resurrection. Now we can see that literally, as Jesus raises a literal dead man from the grave, brings a literal dead man back to life. What we don't see, though, is how Jews in antiquity viewed death. And I've talked about this before in my sermons, but for a Jewish person in antiquity, death was not simply the definition of a person's biological functions ceasing to perform. Rather, death was that space that people experience when they have been cut off from their communities. The biggest expression of that being cut off is when the heart stops beating, when that person is no longer physically alive. But there are also all of those people that Jesus reached out to who would have been considered dead as well. The people who had leprosy, who were not allowed to be a part of those communities, were considered to be dead. The people who had disabilities and were forced to beg on the roadsides, who were also not allowed to be part of their communities, those people were considered to be dead. A woman who had been bleeding for 12 years and by Jewish law could not be around anybody, a woman cut off from her community, was considered to be dead. When you take that and look at all of Jesus' miracles, when you look at Jesus going to the margins of his own society, to all of these people, you get a picture of what John is trying to get at. A Jesus who goes to the very depths of all of the people around him who were experiencing death. When we look at the whole story here, we see that Jesus is not just simply going around and healing people with these incredible miracles. What we see is Jesus who is going to those who are considered dead and bringing them back to life, bringing them back to wholeness, bringing them back into their communities where they could be a part of something bigger than themselves. That is why I say that Jesus is Lord of death and resurrection, because his entire ministry was going to all of those places of death and bringing people back to life. John Sitzer is a man who writes frequently about death and grief and God's grace. John Sitzer was driving back in 1991 in a car with his wife, his mother, and four children. They were suddenly struck by a drunk driver. Jerry and his three children survived, but his wife and mother and one four-year-old daughter did not. They went through the throes of grief, of loss, of mourning. They did the best that they could. Jerry's youngest son, David, was one of those introspective kind of people, the ones who don't say a whole lot, but when they do, you listen. One day, Jerry and David were driving, about an hour's drive, and driving in silence, which was normal for David, and nothing to be concerned about. About halfway through the drive, though, David finally spoke up and he said, "Dad, do you think Mom sees us?" Jerry said, "I don't know. What do you think?" David said, I don't think she does, because in heaven, you're always happy. And she couldn't bear to see how sad we are." Jerry sat there for a moment pondering his son's words. And finally he spoke up. He said, "You know, David, I think she does see us, because I think she sees the whole story. I think she sees how we come through this. I think she sees the man that you grow up to be. I think she sees all of the ways that she has shaped you and all of the ways that she continues to live on through you. I think she sees the children you will have and the kind of father you will be. So yes, I think she sees us." It's painful to gather here every year. It's painful for those of us who have gone through those throes of grief and mourning already, and to come back and relive that loss, relive that pain, relive that death. We gather here every year to reflect on all of our own experiences of death. Those literal experiences that we have when we lose someone we love, when that person is no longer with us and we have to once again go through their absence. But also all of those moments of death that we experience in our own grief. That grief and that loss that cuts us off from our own communities. A pain that can only be felt for those who have gone through something like this. A pain that at times forces us to seek solitude away from those that we love. death. And while it hurts, while it's still painful, it is right here in this very space that we encounter Jesus, the Lord of death and resurrection. It is right here in this space of our own pain and loss that we encounter a Jesus who was moved not to bring about resurrection to flex his own muscles and show his own power, but who does it from his very own compassion, a Jesus who is moved to literal tears in seeing his loved ones experience death. It is only in these spaces that we can experience the resurrection, the promise that we do not say goodbye to our loved ones, that we will see them again. And while that does not have as big of an effect on us as we would like to, it's also in this space where we get to see how our loved ones live on through us, how our loved ones see the whole story, how our loved ones see the kind of people that we have become, how our loved ones see how they have shaped us, the quirks that we carry with us, the smiles that resemble their own, the jokes that they told that we now tell, the ways that we love each other because of the love that we experienced through them. Jesus is the Lord of death and resurrection because he goes to the very depths of what death is and shows us that hope still exists in the midst of all of this. While death is painful and unavoidable, and it sucks, Jesus highlights for us that it's never the end. Amen. Please stand as you are able. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.